Like I say, we appreciate that of the privilege, the opportunity to be back house of the Lord this evening. Glad to have all of you able to come, be with us tonight in the service. You just pray for us just a minute. Don't know that we'll stand very long. We got a little bit of scripture we're going to read to you. If you want to read with us, going to be reading out of the book of Job. 34th chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. I don't know. We may read it all, may stop. Job 34, first verse. Says, furthermore, Elihu answered and said, hear my words, O you wise men, and give ear unto me, ye that have knowledge. For the ear trieth words as the mouth tasteth meat. Let us choose to us judgment. Let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job hath said, I am righteous, and God hath taken away my judgment. Should I lie against my right, my wound is incurable without transgression. What man is like Job, who drinketh up scorning like water, which goeth in company with the workers of iniquity and walketh with wicked men? For he hath said, it profiteth a man nothing that he should delight himself with God. Therefore, hearken unto me, ye men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. For the work of a man shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. Who hath given him a charge over the earth, or who hath disposed the whole world? If he set his heart upon man, if he gather unto himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust. If now thou hast understanding, hear this. Hearken to the voice of my words. Shall even he that hateth right govern? And wilt thou condemn him that is most just? Is it fit to say to a king, thou art wicked, and to princes, ye are ungodly? How much less to him that accepteth not the persons of princes, nor regardeth the rich more than the poor? For they all are the works of his hands. In a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he will not lay upon man more than right. that he should enter into judgment with God. He shall break in pieces mighty men without number, and set others in their stead. Therefore he knoweth their works, and he overturneth them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He striketh them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turn back from him and would not consider any of his ways, so that they may cause the cry of the poor to come unto him, and he heareth the cry of the afflicted. When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? When he hideth his face, who then can behold him? Whether it be done against a nation or against a man only. That the hypocrite reign not, lest the people be ensnared. Surely it is meet to be said unto God, I have borne chastisement, I will not offend any more. That which I see not, that which I see not, teach thou me. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Should it be according to thy mind, he will recompense it, whether thou refuse or whether thou choose, and not I. I therefore speak what thou knowest. Let men of understanding tell me, and let a wise man hearken unto me. Job has spoken without knowledge, and his words were without wisdom. My desire is that Job may be tried unto the end because of his answers for wicked men. For he addeth rebellion unto his sin. He clappeth his hands among us and multiplieth his words against us. Now, this is probably not the most popular chapter in the Scripture, but it's a good chapter. There's a lot in it, a lot more than we'll get around to. Not going to try to, just to be honest with you. We just got a thought tonight, and it happened to come out of this chapter. But this was some of Elihu, one of his friends, some of Elihu's situation with Job. He accused Job for charging God foolishly and thinking that God was unjust and what have you. But Elihu was, you'll have to keep in mind, was one of the three miserable comforters that Job had. He is one of his friends, but he was a miserable comforter. They was trying to figure out why all this come upon Job, and they was charging Job of what he had sinned and how that he didn't have knowledge and how that he didn't understand what was going on and how that he was charging God foolishly. But that wasn't the case. We well know. You can go into other chapters and you can find. The Bible says here, and it even says in this chapter, my friend, that God is not unjust, but God is righteous. That ain't what I'm going to preach on tonight. It's not my thought. There's a good bit in this chapter that it's well worth seeking out and searching out. And I'm sort of strange, just to be honest with you. But sometimes I find some of these chapters in Job to be a little bit comical about how they trying to figure out what's going on in Job's life. And they have no clue. They have no clue. The Scripture will even pan that out. But I've said this many a time when it comes to Job. People says that we ought to have the patience of Job because Job didn't complain. Well, you've never read the book of Job, because he did complain. And he complained a good bit. And he didn't complain to his friends. He didn't complain to them that was round about. He complained to God. Brethren, and God spoke to him and gave him some words. I want to talk to us tonight just a little bit. My friend, if the Lord help us, my brethren, about what can happen in a moment. What can happen in a moment? You might think, well, preacher, that ain't won't never preach. Well, it's all I've got, so I'm going to have to give you what I've got. A moment, my friend, just a moment of time. Just a moment. We're here tonight. God has blessed us to be here. He's seen fit that we made it here, my friend, and we are so blessed in a moment. In a moment. Brethren, there's no reason for me and you to accuse God, my friend, illfully tonight. No reason. There's folks that absolutely hates God with their guts. Do you know that? They do. They'll tell you they do. You say, preacher, why don't he do away with them? My friend, because they are man just like we are. And brethren, there's something good in man if it can just be released tonight. Yes, sir. Preacher, they ain't no good in some men. They might not seem like they are, but brethren, God created us all equal in His image tonight. Did He not? Brethren, and things can change in a moment tonight. It can go from good to bad real quick. Yes, sir. It can go from the place, my friend, of being on top of the mountain to being in the deepest valley you've ever seen. In a moment, these things, my friend, that people take for granted, number one thing that we all take for granted, my friend, is the breath that we have. Yes, sir. Brethren, it don't take but just a few minutes, my friend, of having your air cut off, you'll not be here no more. In a moment. I know tonight you say, preacher, you know, we ain't lost. You ain't got to preach that old gloom and doom to us. I got news for you, my friend. If you're living tonight, if you're breathing tonight, thank God, give God the glory for it. In a moment, it don't take long. Now, I'm going to say this. I hope the Lord will help me. And I hope, my friend, that we can see both sides of this thing. But, brethren, you can be right. And I don't mind telling you, my friend, we see things that happens right in front of our eyes. And brethren, it happens so quick, sometimes we don't believe what we're seeing. In a moment. Did you know it takes less than a moment, my friend, for God to bless you tonight? Most of us, I've shared this before, but most of us, my friend, you know what David said? He said there's but one heartbeat. One heartbeat between me, my friend, and the Lord, or me and me being here. One heartbeat. For the most part, my friend, that is 70 seconds. Normally, 70 seconds. That's a moment. Thank God, 1 minute, 10 seconds. One heartbeat. I'm set on 62. A lot of y'all can't say that. I'm set on 62. That gives me 1 minute and 2 seconds, one heartbeat. You say, preacher, how can you say that? I have a pacemaker. Huh? Yes, sir, and it's paced. 62. Glory! Listen tonight. Brethren, one moment of your life, brethren, can mean the difference between life and death. Yes, it can. Preacher, I don't like to think about dying. Truth of it is, you're going to die. You live in this world, my friend, you're going to die. Dying ain't all that bad if your heart's right with God. Yeah, if you're where you ought to be. But a moment, it don't take. It doesn't take the Lord. But a moment, brethren, to change your life tonight. He can do it just like that. Is that not the way it happens? In a moment of time. In a moment of time, this is what Elihu was talking to Job about. He was talking about life, but he was talking about Job's life. He is talking about the situation that Job was in. What is it in the first chapter, my friend, when he got all the bad news? Huh? Lost his cattle. Lost his herdmen, lost all his children. Yes, sir. Bible said that even his wife told him, Job, you ought to just curse God and die. He said, thou speakest as a foolish woman. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thought, those things that happened to Job, they happened pretty quickly. Bible said one servant had come, here come another servant, then here come another servant. Brethren, it's just moments of time in Job's life. He went from thank God had it all to didn't have nothing but God left in his life. Woo! Glory! But he wouldn't curse God. He cursed the day he was born. Yes, he did. He complained, my friend, for several chapters unto God and to God alone. And the Lord answered him. But I want you to think about the moment. Brethren, it wasn't but 1, 2, 3 moments, my friend, is all over. Gone. You say, preacher, I don't know whether I'd stick with the Lord, my friend, if I lost all that I had. What kind of God's you serving? What kind of God's you got? I'm not here to tell you, my friend, you're going to lose it all. But I'm here to tell you, if you lose it all, God is still God in your life. Yes, sir. Just a moment. There's been moments in my life that I wished I'd have never crossed. Yes, sir. I went to Calhoun today. I went up Got on the interstate. Well, I was going to get on the interstate, and the fire truck was behind me. I've been looking for a call, just to be honest with you. Done something I ain't never done. This is behind me. Now, I was going to get on the interstate, so I turned to get on the interstate, and I looked. They're still going straight, as far as I know. This car in front of me just stopped. Well, I run around it. I wasn't thinking, wasn't looking either, just to be honest. My friend, here come that fire engine. There's a couple of vehicles on the mercy lane there. I couldn't get over, and I said, what am I going to do? So I just kicked it. I didn't pull over. I just kicked it. I said, well, they get my tag number. I was supposed to pull over. It's you're supposed to pull over if emergency is going anywhere. I went on up the interstate there. I'm talking about just a moment. It don't take but a moment. My friend, I've seen accidents upon accidents on accidents, and they happen just like that. Brethren running 80, 90 miles an hour, and next thing you're down to nothing. Real quick. A moment. So I got on the interstate. Here come that fire engine. I was way ahead of him. Got down there, and I seen this. Didn't know what it was. Just to be honest with you, it looked like one of them old excavators. My friend was pushed up against a pole, but it just didn't look right. Up on one of them big old signs. And when I went by, I was trying to stay out of the way, but when I went by, it just looked to me, I said, that looks like a vehicle. But it was about that thick. I'm talking about, you couldn't have smashed it no flatter, my friend, with one of them crushers. Flat. That excavator was right up against it in a pole. And I went on and I got to thinking about that. Just what was that? What happened? I just got to thinking, well, they might have been working on a sign up there and fell off of it. I don't know. I had no clue. What I saw, I didn't have no clue. And I kept thinking, well, that looked like a vehicle. That looked like a vehicle. Just over and over. You know what? In a moment, I come to church this evening, and I got on the highway, and as soon as I got on it, I stopped. And I thought to myself, surely they ain't working down there. Just over the hill. So it cost me a few minutes when we got over there, and that's exactly what they was doing. They was getting all that mess cleaned. It was tractor trailer, and my friend, that mess that I seen was the tractor. It wasn't that wide. Smashed. Come off the road, my friend, like it was deadheaded to that pole. Yes, sir. Excavator just kept pushing right up against it. I'm not trying to terrify you tonight, but I want you to know those things happen in a moment. In a moment, my friend, somebody just lost probably a husband, a father, grandfather, who knows? In a moment. You say, preacher, quit talking about tragedy. I want you to know that it happens. Folks, and it happens in a moment. It does. But I'm here to tell you tonight, my friend, that the God that Job had, my friend, is still alive. Brethren, he can help you in that moment of time. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. He can help you in that moment. Now, I don't know tonight. I really don't. Don't know what you was looking for, what you might have been looking for. But I can just put myself a little bit in what Job went through. Brethren, as he was sitting there, the servant came and he said, you've lost this. And when he finished speaking, Leroy, here come another. He said, you've lost this. Yes, sir. Then when he finished speaking, here come another one. My friend, and said, you've lost all your children. Huh? Whirlwind came, gathered them up. Brethren, what do we do? What do we do in that tragical moment? What do? I got news for you. Everybody's different. Every one of us sitting here is different. Brethren, and I'll promise you one thing, you actually don't know what you'll do. You might think you do, but you actually don't really realize what you'll do until that moment comes to you. I pray it don't. I pray it never does. I pray, my friend, that you don't have to go through what Job went through. But I'm going to tell you something. If you do, you ought to be just like Job. Thank God and bless the name of Jesus. Glory. He's worthy of all praise. Makes no difference, folks, what comes your way tonight. Preacher, I'm one of his. There ain't no harm coming my way. The Bible says it like this. He said he'll let it rain on the just and the unjust. Do you hear that? And he said he'll let the sun shine upon the good and the evil. Folks, there's people living in this world, my friend, that would take, if they could and they knowed how, they'd take one moment, brother, to change their life. They'll do it, but they don't know how. And they ain't willing sometimes to listen. It don't take but a moment. Just a moment. The Scripture teaches us, and that, my friend, that there's things that God has helped His people with, Job being one of them. The Scripture says, does it not, that the latter end of Job was better than the first? Better. Why is that? How'd that happen? He did not forget God. He did not. The Scripture says that all nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. Is that not right? All nations. You know, we think a lot of times that God don't realize us as individuals, but He does. He recognizes us as individuals. Yes, He does. In the midst of a nation of people, He recognizes us as individuals. And I thank God, my friend, that He thinks of me just a moment every now and again. Don't you? Just a moment. If I could find it right quick, it might take me a little bit. I'm not used to where it's at in this book. But I know where it's in my other Bible. But brethren, hey, and I can't quote it to you, I wouldn't do it justice, my friend, but I want you to know that God thinks of us every moment. Every moment. He does. It's in the book of Psalms. I just don't know exactly where Which one? It's on the right hand side of the page. It's on the left hand of the right page. He says, I will keep it. I will water it every moment. Every moment. And that's a promise. It's a promise, my friend, to me and you, that God remembers us every moment, my friend. Every moment. You take, I ain't got the math and all that. Some of you can figure it out, how many minutes in a day and how many seconds in a minute and all such as that. And it goes on for a month and a year and all such as that. You add all that up, but God don't forget us. He don't forget us for a moment. He said in one place, he said it was but a moment that I forgot you or that I did not remember you. Huh? But a moment. But a moment. I wonder how many moments or how many minutes, my friend, we'd have to say that we forgot about him. Every moment. I will keep it. He said, I'll keep it. I'll water it. Every moment, lest any should hurt it. Something I told you, there's no reason me even trying to talk about it tonight. In a moment, my friend, the Bible says in the 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Brethren, I want you to realize that is pretty quick. The twinkling of an eye in a moment. My friend, God will not forsake His. Not in a moment. Not in a moment. What did He tell that of Joshua? When He went with Joshua, did He not say, I'll be with thee as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I believe He's talking about every moment, my friend. God loves us. He don't love us halfway. He don't love us half a day, quarter of a day, half an hour, 10 minutes. My friend, God loves us tonight, and brethren, He will not forget us tonight. No, He won't. In a moment, how things can change. In a moment. You know, it's not all tragic. When the Lord told Joshua He'd be with him, and He'd never leave him, He'd never forsake him, my friend, God blessed Joshua. Yes, He did. He not only did He bless Joshua, He blessed the children of Israel, my friend, for following after that Joshua charged them with. He blessed them. Did He not? Do you know, I think a lot of times we think that the Lord thinks like we do. But the truth of it is, He thinks a little above us. His ways is higher than our ways. Yes, sir. His thoughts is higher than our thoughts. And the truth of it is, my friend, we don't hold a light to the Lord. No, we don't, but not in comparison. But there's not anything that God created upon the face of this earth that He loves like He does us. Nothing. You say, preacher, you'll get in trouble for things like that, my friend. I want you to know that God loves you. God created you in His likeness and in His image. Yes, he did. Male and female, he created them. Yes, sir. Thank God that there's nothing tonight, not anything, brethren, that God won't do for us, and it don't take him but a moment. What did he tell Philip, I believe it was, when he come over there and old Philip spouted off, he said, a Nazarene. Can anything come out of good from Nazareth? That's what he asked. And the Lord told him, he said, I saw thee when thou wast under the tree. Huh? I saw thee. Do you know that God, it don't take the Lord any time at all, brethren, to get in touch with us. Not any. Oh, preacher, it takes him a while. I'm hard. You might be stubborn. You might be to the place that you don't want to hear what the Lord has to say. But I'll promise you, when the Lord begins to speak, my friend, you recognize it. Do you know that? If you're one of His, you recognize it. You recognize it to be one of His. One of His. In a moment, he said here. He said, in a moment shall they die. In a moment. Talking about all them that was wicked, those, my friend, that Job had no doubt come in contact with. But Elihu, my friend, tried to make it that Job was accusing God foolishly. But that wasn't the case. I could probably go on, but I'm probably not. That's probably as far as I'm going with this tonight. Nothing else? Hopefully you'll think about a moment. A moment. Because it can change real quick. Didn't used to bother me for folks to ask me how I was doing. But I got a little age on me and it sort of bothers me. I'm afraid to tell them. I'm afraid to tell them. Because most of the times when I'm feeling pretty good, brethren, it ain't but just a moment, there's something coming. Something coming. First kidney stone I ever had, I was cooking breakfast. And I felt good. It's on Sunday morning, it's the only time I cook. Getting ready. Turned off the eye, had everything ready, and I was thinking about how good I felt. I was. And you know what? About one moment later, I was in the floor, crawling on all fours. I didn't know what happened. Yeah, I didn't know. Son, I was dying. Had never had a stone. Didn't know what it was. Brethren, that let me know what it was. And I crawled to the bedroom. My friend, I told my wife, I said, you're going to have to carry me somewhere. I'm a die. What's wrong? I don't know. I'm a die. I'm hurting. Brother, just like that. Huh? I mean, you just be feeling fine. And the truth of it is, when them things let go, if they let go of you, what happened? People ain't never had one. They don't know what you're talking about. The truth. But when they quit doing their thing, my friend, and they back off, that's all I know, say, you just feel like, what the hey? What was that? Huh? I've had enough of them to know. It changes real quick. It changes real quick, just in a moment. So I got to the place that I don't tell people I'm feeling good. Because it can change real quick. It sure can. In a moment. Just in a moment. You think about the Scripture. It's full. The Scripture's full of it. It really is. I can go on and on and on, but I don't feel it necessary. Not. Anybody got anything?